as a serious health concern to their children. States that have tried to punish that by criminalizing it have found that it doesn't result in more women not using substances, but it does result in more women not even seeking the prenatal care that's absolutely necessary for their children. I'm not a medical person. I rely on the testimony of the others who went before me, who are much more familiar with this, but I think they have good reason to be concerned. And finally, I'd like to tell you that the American Bar Association has considered using criminal laws to try to curb the transmission of HIV, and they actively adopted a resolution to discourage that. They believe a program of aggressive public education about HIV should be implemented as the most effective method of deterring behavior which poses a high risk of transmitting HIV. So they don't believe that criminalization is a tactic that gets their approval. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Brink. Senator Lehman.
Barbara, in response to your concern about the definition of intimate contact, there is a definition on page 2 about that, and I believe that your example of the NCAA playoffs, and I too am a basketball fan, and I've seen the same things, where they're using rubber gloves and things like that. But I believe that it is policy. I know it is. It was when Magic Johnson was playing the NBA, to identify those players who are carrying the HIV, and I believe that that would be covered here in this subparagraph about the definition, meaning intimate contact means sexual penetration or any contact in which the body of one person is exposed to a body fluid of another in a manner that could result in the transmission of HIV. So I believe that has narrowed it down to cover exactly what the sponsor is intending to do.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
Yes, please, Ms. Brown.
Through the chair, Senator Lehman, I agree that in such regular organizations and circumstances as the NBA, they have thought about this and they have taken precautions. But because any contact is so broad, I certainly wouldn't limit my list of examples to the NBA or even the NCAA. Any contact, what if someone's in a car accident and because more than one person is injured, there's bleeding, there's bodily fluids, and the people that you're riding in the car with or that the person has been riding in the car with haven't been notified. It's just, it's so broad that it doesn't limit it to sexual contact, as we pointed out. So I think there are other examples that fall within that broad language.
Well, yeah, Mr. Chairman, I don't know that I would classify a car accident as somebody voluntarily engaging in intimate contact. I doubt that anybody voluntarily wants to participate in a car accident. So I think it's probably a stretch to use that one as an example. But there may be some others, but I think that one probably is not a good example.
Thank you, Ms. Brink, for being here. I've just been handed two more people that would like to testify. I'd just like to let you folks know out there that it's my intent today to pass this bill to its next committee of referral, which is the sponsors committee. So, Ms. Ewig and Ms. Smith, we have just a few minutes. If you would please provide your testimony, we would like to hear it, and also encourage you to track this bill as it will go in front of the sponsor and his committee judiciary in the near future. So, Ms. Ewig, welcome back. If you would be brief, please.
Yes. There's also another person, Lisa, who signed up, so there are three of us.
Okay, and if you would, please.
As a private citizen, I strongly support Senate Bill 17. This does not criminalize a deadly infection. It holds accountability, the irresponsibility, the person who has irresponsibly spread the deadly disease to others. Historically, deadly diseases have even been quarantined. A few years ago, there was a Newsminer article that I read here in the local paper, and it reported a case where an ambulance attendant gave mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to someone who was unconscious. The person who called the ambulance and the attendant stood by and did not and withheld the information that the person was infected with AIDS. So the ambulance attendant went ahead, proceeded, and performed mouth-to-mouth. The person who watched the, I don't have my glasses, the withheld the information, was engaging in criminal activity by withholding the information, and it was with deadly results to the ambulance attendant. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Ewing. I'd like to go to Ms. Smith, Ms. Sharon. Welcome back. If you could be brief, please.
Yes, good morning. Captain Lawyer is here. I strongly support SB 17. I think it is a privilege and opportunity to speak on this again. It is a contagious disease. My heart goes out to those that have it or that could get it. Let's not all be ignorant about it. We have to deal with it. We have to look at it and know that it's real. It's a definite serious issue. People are dying daily because of it. And it is a responsible obligation to the consequences of everything you do. We must be held responsible to what we do. This is a criminal issue as well as a health issue. What's the difference if somebody intentionally, deliberately, purposely tries to infect other innocent people with the spread of HIV, or somebody just deliberately takes a gun and puts it to someone's head? We've got to be caring and concerning and get down to the seriousness of it. I believe that testing for it should be mandatory, and it should be just like getting an inoculation. People are very important, and it should come first in the issue. It's not the issue of that they do have it, but that they do help, and we do not need to be ignorant on this issue at all. We must be held responsible for what we do. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. And the last, Ms. Seitz, if you would please be brief. We have one other person to hear from.
Yes, thank you for letting me speak again. I didn't intend to speak on this today when I came. I didn't realize it was coming up, but reading this, this is a subject that is very important to me. And so that's why I wanted to pass on to you. I do appreciate the medical information that has been passed on before, and I, as I listened, I heard that, you know, educating and the ignorance is one of the greatest spreads of this, and education will help prevent that. But my thought on that was that if that's the case, then our teen pregnancy rate would definitely be plummeting, because we have so much education out there on things like this, social issues, and unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the case, as you all know. So I don't think it's just a matter of education. In this society, we have laws to protect people when others will not take personal responsibility. I would love to be able to say, well, personal responsibility will take care of this. Let's leave the laws out of it. That's not the case. This is being spread knowingly at times. I've known folks that have died from HIV. I have compassion for these people. I'm not trying to say that we treat people who have a disease as a criminal. We are criminalizing the disease. It's a virus. It's not a civil rights issue. And I think that although a lot of the medical information is very important, we need to use a dose of good old common sense in something like this, too. We cannot just treat it as though it's like herpes or some of these others. There are billions of people walking
around. Ms. Seitz, I need to interrupt you, please. We need to get to the floor, and we have one other person.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And thank you for your testimony and your indulgence. Annie, if you would, please. I'm sorry. I just thought you were here for questions.
I'll be glad to answer questions, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for letting me speak.
And this is going to go to judiciary today. So,
if you'd rather me not, I just wanted to reiterate the department's Department of Law and the administration's opposition to this bill. There's not much that we can add to the testimony that's already been given today. But in response to some of the comments that were just made, the administration doesn't take the position that it's not a serious disease and a serious problem, and we don't have compassion for the people who are suffering from the disease. But it's our position that the best way to deal with it is through a public health effort. Our criminal laws do cover the conduct that we're worried about in terms of serious behavior in spreading the disease. If there are any questions, I'll be glad to answer.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, hearing that, I'd like to make a motion to move Senate Bill 17 out of committee to the individual recommendations and the company physical number. No objection.
The committee will stand at ease for a moment. Orders of objection to the motion to pass the Senate Bill 17 to its next committee referral. Seeing none, Senate Bill 17 is passed to its next committee. And if there's nothing else to come before the committee, Senate Hess is adjourned.